Hello? So while we are on open forum, I'm gonna ask Brian if we could in the future possibly use like Zoom or something. I understand you guys in the office use Microsoft Teams, but could future meetings be utilized something like that, so the background noise, you can take people on and off mute if you feel someone's muted that needs to talk, all kinds of stuff that can make the meeting go more smoothly.
I think it's certainly something that the newly elected committee can, you know, explore. The Teams is the model that we use, but then people need to have access to the Teams software in order to participate in it. And I don't know if all the committee members have got the computer set up or can download a smartphone so that I had
asked Daryl, and he believes that there is still a way that they can dial into Microsoft Teams.
There is indeed a telephone number that gets set up with the calendar and like, so that those who don't have access to the Teams app where they can get in through the actual Teams process could dial in a teleconference line. But I don't know that dialing into the teleconference line would solve the issues that you brought up. I think what you're describing is something where somebody can mute somebody else. And
yeah.
If that's what the primary purpose of using the Teams would be, I don't know that people calling into the teleconference line would allow the operator of the meeting, the person running the meeting, to be able to say, oh, this is the one that's making the noise in the background. I'm going to try to mute that phone line. I know that when people are speaking, if they're actually in the Teams, where they show up, you know, like a square window, where you know that's the person, and they're talking, there's like a little thing that gets illuminated so you can know that's the person talking. But people dialing into the phone line, I don't know if that features available there.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I mean, if the committee wanted to proceed with Teams and it looked like something that could be done, I think it could be tried as like a test setup before the actual meeting agenda goes out to see if it would actually work. And then if it did work, then it could be announced that it was going to be through Teams.
Okay.
This is Tyrell. Right now we have on attendance, we have 17 operators in attendance. We currently have 12 votes. Is anyone having trouble either by phone or email casting their vote? Okay.
Email mine.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll give it another.
This is Yolanda. I just emailed mine in.
All right. Thank you, Yolanda. I'll give it another 3 minutes, and then I'll check back in and see if we have a vote that will establish a committee. So I'm muting my phone.
Oh, the clothes and the smell. The clothes and the smell, I'm going to take them. Are the two soap that we will just buy dinner day me use? Are the Axe and the Febreze me use from them? We don't need to hear that.
I told it.
This is Keith. Can I call you after the meeting? I have a quick question.
I believe he's on mute.
I thought he'd be able to hear me. Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. Just give me 2 minutes and then I should have it just finalized. I will be stepping away for 2 more minutes.
While we're waiting, Shelly, are you still there?
Yes, Brian. Sorry about that other thing. Oh, my God. Embarrassing.
That's the thing. I've got the answer. Incentive payments to vendors under this provision of the section shall be made semi-annually. The first payment shall be made in October, covering the first 6 months of that calendar year. The second payment shall be in April of the succeeding year, covering the second 6 months of the calendar year. So there's the answer for me.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. That goes out of the regulation.
Okay.
Okay. I am back. I have the totals. Just to be sure, everyone that chose to vote has successfully made their vote, correct? Okay. With that being said, this year is the 2020-2021 committee. Regular members have been selected. Amos Fatorma, Keith Haley, Carmela Ferreira, Shelley McDermott, and the two alternates will be Tony Ford and Angel Torres. Okay. That's what I have. So, with that being said, certainly we're 10 minutes over. We can move right along to the next piece of this agenda. And at that at this point, it's my understanding that you guys will select your chair and vice chair within, I don't know, 24, 48 hours?
Just right off,
like. Yeah, something like that. Okay. All right. So the next date of meeting is December 1st, 2020. And if no one has anything else, Chairman, I ask for the adjournment.
Okay. If no one else has anything to bring to the table, would someone please make the motion to adjourn?
Hi, Frank. This is Shelby. How do we vote for the chair? Do we back on our own conference call, or how are we doing
that? Yeah, we're going to have to go on our own conference call. I'm not really a part of it, but I'll initiate it to make sure it happens.
Okay. Thank you. The old number or this number, just for clarification? I mean, the new number you established or this line?
But I'll put it out there to everybody. I know the people that were selected, so I'll make a decision and send it to everybody.
Okay, thank you.
So you asked for a motion. I didn't hear anybody make the motion or the second.
Oh, this is Shelley. I mentioned that we adjourn today's meeting, and I guess we're going to schedule a vote tomorrow for the new chairperson and vice chair.
Do I hear a second?
Aye, Brandy, I'll make the second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say no. All right, thank you all for calling in, and I'll be in touch with the new committee.
Thank you all.
Have a good day.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hello.